Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos Daf Ayin Zayin. Pigamon Ayin Vovim Beis by the Mishnah. Mazel Tov for all those who finish the seventh parak. We now begin the eighth parak of Menachos. All right, let's talk about a carbon toda. A carbon toda, you bring an animal and it comes with 40 loaves, 4 different types of breads that come along with it. And one of those types has got to be chametz, and the others are matzah. Right, so we have 10 chametz and 30 matzah. Hatoda isaba chamisayin yushalmios. The toda came. It was 5 Yerushalayim saws. Shem sheish midbarios, which are 6 midbar saws. Shtei efos, that is, it comes after 2 Ephas of wilderness, Ilfos, Midbar one saw, Epha Shalusarin, or each one is 3 saw, Esin Isarin, 2 Ephas come at the 23 Isarin of flour, Asar Lachametz, Asar Lamatza, and 10 of them are used for Chametz, and 10 of them are used for Matzah. Beep, turn the page. Ein Zayin, Amar Aleph. Asar Lachametz, Isarin Lachala, 10 Isarin for Chametz. It comes out to Isaron every challah. Each loaf comes out to Isaron. Vasar la matzah and 10 for matzah. O matzah shalosh mina, but the matzah were 3 types. Challah shvikika and revucha. Challah shvikika and revucha. What's that, revucha? Nimsu. Right, we said challahs, what do? Is you mix oil into the dough before it's baked. Rekikin, oils after it's already baked. And revuchin, first you put boiling hot water over it. Nimsu shloshe isaron shlish lechol min umin, comes out to 3 and a third isarons of flour for each type of matzah. V'shaluchalos l'isaron, so there are 3 matzah loaves per isaron. Okay. Ubimida Yerushalayim is hayu shloshim kaf, and the Yerushalayim measure, the 5 saw comes out to 30 kaf. A saw has 6 kaf. Chamisha asar lechametz, chamisha asar lematzah. 15 are used for chametz, 15 for matzah. Chamisha asar lechametz, kav u'mechzah lechala. 15 kav for the chametz comes out to a kav and a half per loaf. Chamisha asar lematzah, u'mematzah shalosh minim. But the matzah had 3 different types of types. Chalos v'kikin revucha. Nimsu chamisha kav in lechomin amin. It comes out to 5 kav for each type of matzah. Shtei chalos a kav. There were 2 matzahs per kav. Hatoda says the Gemara, Hatoda Isabah Chamisayin Yerushalmios, the bread of the Toda used to come from the flour measuring 5 Yerushalayim saw, which are 6 Midbario saws. This comes to 2 ephahs, for each ephah is 3 saw. Minan imili, where do we know this from? Then ephah is 3 saw. Amar of Chista, Damar Kraha ephah vahabas, Tochid Echad Yihya. The ephah and the bas shall have the same volume. Just like the bas is 3 saw to this as well. Bas, gufam, you know, how do we know that the bas itself is 3 saw? If you want to say, we learn it out from what it says in the pasuk, a bas should be taken as a maaser of a liquid chomer. That's the proper amount of maaser that should be taken from a chomer of liquid. Like aka wine or oil, is a bas. The bas is 1/10 of the chomer. So we know that the chomer has 30 saw, and therefore, apparently, we know that there's 30 saw, and therefore, we learn that from this pasuk of the bas, which is the maaser of a chomer has 3 saw. You'll see back, ifa nami aksiv asir saw chomer haifa. By an ifa also, it's written, and that's in pasuk, and an ifa is the maaser of a chomer, a dry chomer. If you know a chomer is 30 saw, then you automatically know not only that a bas is 3 saw, but also an ephah is 3 saw. Why do you have to go and compare the ephah to the bas? El chomer lo yadana b'kama. You must comment that we actually don't know the size of what the chomer is, so we can learn the volume in ephah from the chomer. Al chanami lo yadana kama. Here also, when it comes to the bas, from, you know, we don't know what size the chomer is. So, back to the original question, what are you going to do now? Ela meachu, we learn it from the following pasuk. In Yechezkel, again, v'chok ha-shemen, and the law of oil. This is describing a maaser taken from oil. Habas, ha-shemen, the bas is the measure of the oil. Maaser abas min hakor. The bas should be taken, should be the maaser of a kor. Aseres sabatim chomer, keseres sabatim chomer. 10 bas are a chomer. For there are 10 bas in a chomer. The pasuk telling, teaching straight up that a bas is a tenth of a kor. Now we know that a kor has 30 saw, and we can therefore learn out that a bas has 3 saw. Since the earlier pasuk says that an epha has the same volume as a bas, we learn that an epha also has 3 saw. Hu amar Shmuel, emos even al midos el ayoser mishtos. Shmuel says you cannot add to these midos, these measurements, more than a sixth. V'lo al matbe ayoser mishtos. And not, we also can increase the weight of the coins more than a sixth. V'amistaker lo yistaker yoser mishtos. And somebody who's gaining, involved in business, you can't, you're selling certain things, you can't do it more, gain more than a sixth. Rashi says, ba'ochol nefesh. My time, what's the reason that we can't increase the size of the measure more than the sixth? Either mishum afkuye tara, if you want to say it's because of inflation. When you start messing around with the prices, Rashi says, megadlin, mosifin adam, v'chashin adam, osilo sufi adam, yosin yibai, things need to get out of control. Yachishus namilo. Then obviously you can't even do it up to a sixth, because that can cause inflation. Therefore, it must not be what we're talking about. Ela mishum onah. Talking about Isser of Ona'ah. Right, that's, you're not allowed to, Ona'ah is a type of, is price fraud. You pay too much, or you pay too little, right, and it's a bit of a problem. This goes back to the Gemara about Metzia. We have something known as Pachos Mishtos, is Nikta Mekach. If you have less than a Shtos, it works. Yosem Mishtos, Bitl Mekach, it's Bato. And Shtos, Kanamach, it's Ona'ah. You go and it works, but you have to return the Ona'ah. Back in the Gemara, Kihichidu La'avi Bitl Mekach. The increase can't go too much to that because it's not mevatelit. Anything that's sold according to measure, weight, or number, if less or more than the agreed amount was given, then and if it's less than that, he has to go back. So the 1/6 limit on the increase can't be based on this issue of avoiding the sales. Elamishum tigra. The issue is because of a tigra, the tagger, the merchant, who doesn't know the increase of the measures. We limit the increase to 1/6 that the merchant, who normally gets profits 1/6, shouldn't suffer a loss of his new principal if he by accident delivers a new measure of produce for the price of the old one. But what are we worried about that? Ziana hu delo limtie? Are we worried only that he shouldn't suffer a loss? Riv Chalobai, he doesn't need a gain. Zabin Tagra Yikre. Does he buy and sell for being called a merchant? That's the reason. And did not gain anything? So clearly, it's not just to protect him. If the merchants are left without a profit, he's basically lost over here because he worked for nothing. So the reason for this Gezera was, of this Shtus thing, was the worry that the merchants lost, he's going to lose. Then the rabbis should have limited the increase of the measures to less than a sixth to make sure at least a minimal profit, you know, for somebody makes a mistake. And the shekel is 20 geira, esim shkolim chamisha, v'esim shkolim asara, v'chamisha shekel hamane yelechem. 20 shekel, 25 shkolim, 25 shekel, a total of 60 shkolim that shall be the mana to you. This is telling you how much the mana was. And mana, mosin v'arbin hava, does a mana have 240 dinar, 60 shkalim, right? But we know it's only 100 dinar, which is 25 shkalim. Ela shmamina. We learn from this. What do we learn? Plus, 3 things. Shmamina, mana shel kodesh kafalha. That the mana of the sanctuary was double the regular mana. Shmamina, we also learn now, mosifin alamidos ve'en mosifin yotzer mishtos. That we add to the size of measures, but not more than a shtos, than a sixth. Ushma mina we learn shtosa milvad. That the sixth, it's added, is mil Al Milbar, sorry, Milbar, is from the outside, right? It's a sixth of the new larger measure of coin, not the original measure of the coin. When you change the amount from 200 to 240 dinar, it's a sixth externally. It's a sixth of the new mana, not the old one. Because right? 1/6 of 240, well, the way we do it is like this. The a sixth of we take a fifth of the original mana, which is comes out to a fifth, 1/5 of 200 is 40, add it to the mana, right? You have 240. And now the amount of the increase is 1/6 of the new value of 240. Amar Avina, Mastisa Namideki Lunar from the Mesasa, Yetani Toda, Isa Ba, Chami Sain Yushalmio, Shain, Sheish Midvarios, Mamina, that we can increase the measure by a sixth externally. Beep, turn the page. Ein Zain, Amar Beis. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, Mikulam Ayanot Alechem Me'asar Truma. What do you do with the total loaves? You have the 40 loaves from each of the four types. You would take a tenth for Truma. Shemar Hikri Minah Echad Mikol Karbon Truma La Hashem. Echad Shalito Parus. Now it says Echad means can't be from a broken piece over here. It's got to be from a whole one. It should be a whole one of this. If you have 10 loaves, you take one whole loaf. Mikol Karbon, Shu Kol Karbon Shavas, should be all of them. It should be equal to the same amount of loaves. Shalito Mi Karbon Al Chavero. You can take from one on its friend, but each type of bread, if you take one from it, you know, mice from it. La Kohen Hazorik. Es dam hashlamim lo yeh. The pasuk ends by saying the kohen who throws a dam of the shlamim, he'll take the truma. That means that the four truma loaves are given to the kohen. The shayna chalabalim and the rest of them are eaten by the owners. Says Gemara. Tanu rabbanan v'hikri mimenu min amechubar. Says v'hikri mimenu from it, teaching that you separate the truma from that which is attached. Echad shel yitol paros. When it says echad means one, and not paros, not from a piece of it. Mikol carbon shiu kol carbon shavas. They have to all be equal. Shel yitol min a carbon al chaver. You don't take from a carbon another truma la Hashem. Eini yodea mikama. I don't know much how many breads the truma loaf is separated. Harini done, so therefore I work it out like this. Nemer kan truma of nemer laholan, nemer v'truma samayisur truma, ma laholan echad miyasar, just to get it's one out of tenth, af kan echad miyasar, so to here, it's one out of ten as well. Oklach adarzen, we can say it differently. Nemer kan truma of nemer v'kurim, truma ma laholan in la shir, just like over there, there's no shir when in reference to the bikurim, af kan in la shir, so to here, there's no shir also. One loaf of each type of bread that is designated as truma doesn't have to represent a specific percentage of the total. So there's no specific chiyuv as to the total number of breads each type of toda has to be brought. So as Gemara says, Nira Lami Domeh, let's see which one is more comparable to. Nira Lami Domeh, done in truma she'en acharei truma. I mean, truma she'en acharei truma, right? It makes sense we should learn out something of truma that has no truma after it, like the truma of a toda, for something truma has no truma after it. Right? Truma smicer. It's only one separation of bread from the Toda. Nothing goes after that. And also, Levi's Truma smicer, there's nothing more that comes after it. Vayuchich Bikurim, and don't talk about Bikurim, Sheishachar Truma. There is a Bikurim, there is something after it. Break Bikurim is just the first fruits that ripen. When the remainder of the crop ripens, the owner still has to go ahead and he has to make Truma over there. So, Oklach Lederzer, we say the opposite. Don't Truma Nechaz Makam Kadosh. Mitruma nechaz makam kadosh bikur val tuchich truma smayser shenechaz chol makam can be anywhere. Tavad lomer mi menu truma la Hashem. It says he shall offer from it truma to Hashem uksiv betruma smayser truma smayser mi menu truma asa truma and l'gzeres shav meki gzeres shav. So we learn that just like truma smayser is 1/10 of the smayser, so too truma total of breads is 1/10 of the total number of breads. Lamadnu l'truma she'echad mi'asara. Okay, we learned that truma was 1/10 of the total, and since one loaf of each type is considered truma, it comes out that the toda is 10 of each type. Avalini yodeh mekama hichala. I still don't know from how much flour each loaf is made. Harini dan, therefore say the following. Nemer kan lechem, says we are lechem, by the chametz of the toda. Nemer laholon b'shtei lechem lechem. Ma laholon nisaron lechala. Just like there, nisaron of flour is used for each loaf. Afkan nisaron lechala. So to hear nisaron of flour is for each loaf. Oklach and tevsem, we say the opposite. Nemer kan lechem, says we are lechem, by chametz of toda. Nemer lechem apanim lechem. Ma laholon shtei saronos. So over there, it's two saronos. A flour used for each loaf. Afkan shtei saronos. So to hear also. Nir lemidomis, which is more comparable. So which one is more similar? Dana mimichas haba'a chameitze mazevach mimincha haba'a chameitze mazevach. Right, the mincha that comes, the part of chameitz comes along with an animal, the toda, and the mincha haba'a, same idea, with the chameitz comes along with the shteya lechem. V'arichich lechem apanim sheina ba'a chameitze mazevach. It doesn't have an animal comes along with it. Okach l'derseh, we see the opposite way. Dana mincha haba'a mi'eretz m'chutz l'eretz m'necholosh m'niyashin. We should learn out the mincha that can be brought from Eretz Yisrael and outside, can be brought from new stuff, chadash and yashan. Mechavam eretz il v'chutz l'aretz min ha-chadash min ha-yashan. V'ayachicho shtei alechem she'in bo selo min ha-chadash min ha-aretz. Only from chadash and eretz yisrael. Tamad lomim v'shoseichem toviyu lechem tenuf ha-shtayim. Therefore we have the pasuk who comes and says, v'deshtei alechem mimosh v'shoseichem toviyu lechem tenuf ha-shtayim she'in tamad lomer toviyu. It doesn't have to say toviyu, you shall bring in the plural. Because I already said you should offer a new mincha to Hashem. Ma tamad lomer toviyu. Anything you bring from the other should be like this. Just like over there in the case of Shtei Lechem, and the Yisrael and the flour is used for each loaf, like the Pasuk says, Afkan Yisrael and the Chalas, so too here as well. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. And if you're going to maybe say that just like over there in the case of Shtei Lechem, Shnei Asronos, there's two Asronos of flour used Afkan Shnei Asronos, so too also by the Todah, there should be two Asronos for all 10 loaves. Tamad Lomer, Tehiyena, they shall be. The Dijas of Chametz Todah bread were made of a total of 10 Asronos of flour, one Asron per loaf. Lamadno, Asar Lachametz. Okay, so we learned that the 10 Asronos of flour are used for the Chametz part of the Todah bread. So Asar Lamatza Minayin. Where do we learn that the 10 Asronos also for the Matzah? Tamad Lomer, Al Chalos Lechem Chametz. Therefore it says, with the loaves of Chametz bread he shall bring his carbon of matzah. Negin chametz avi matzah. Corresponding to the chametz, bring the matzah. Nimse'u asrim esronos lachmi toda asar lachametz asar lachma. The matzah. So it comes out that they're going to be 20 esronos of flour, 10 for the chametz and 10 for the matzah. Yochel asar shem matzah lo yukul an elam minachad. You think it's only from one man? Tamid lomer im lo toda im al toda yakriv el zevachatoda chalas matzos v'lulus v'shemen. Rukiga matzos v'shucham v'shem v'solos mir beches. So the pasuk of it says if he brings the toda, he bring with the toda matzah. Mixed with oil, matzah, wafer smeared with oil, and scalded fine flour and loaves mixed with oil. So it clearly brings all three types of matzah should come along with the toda. When the next one success with loaves of leavened bread, so it comes out we have these three types over here coming along with that of the chametz. We have ten esronos. Nimsu shlosha esronim u'shlish l'chol min u'min. V'shalosh chalos li'saron. Okay, and the Brisa ends. V'nimsu lachmi toda arba'im because that's 40. Notamayim arba. Arba v'nosin lekoin. He takes four of them, one of each type, and gives them to the coin. V'ashay nachal l'bailam, the rest, the 36, are eaten by the bailam, are eaten by the owners. Amar mar v'kriv mimenu min amov. Chai says she'll offer from it, telling us that the truma from that which is attached. Ela me'ata d'chsev is kol chel v'yor mimenu, but according to what about it says in the pasuk about the chatas, and all of its fat he shall separate from it, and he's to burn his bech. Hasa my ir my there in the case of the chatas, what attached part is it? Rav Chistam Ravavini. Don't Rav Chistam Ravavini. Shloyin natach baser kodem shita emurim. This is telling that one should not cut up the meat before he moves the emurim, the sacrificial parts of the animal. He burnt him as bech. Amar mar. Namar kan, the truma of an emur, but truma mice, meiser truma. It says the word truma on both of them. V'nelef mi truma, so the Tana is therefore saying that just like in the case of truma's meiser, the truma is one-tenth of the total, so the day of the toda is one-tenth of the total. V'nelef mi truma's midyan, v'nelef mi truma's midyan. And there was only 1/500th of the total that happened over there, right? Tavi echad me nun. Yeah. Dani, I'm feeling good. Dani, truma no heges ledoros, mi truma no heges ledoros. I think truma's midjan sheno no heges ledoros, not no heges ledoros. Frak the Gemara v'neilev mi truma's chala. Let's learn out from the toda's truma from the truma that is chala. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Dan and Dover Shenemar Bo Mimenu. Dover Shenemar Bo Mimenu. Switching gears here. Truma Lashem, Dover Shenemar Bo Truma Mimenu Truma Lashem. Lafuke Truma Chala, the Lonem Mimenu Truma Lashem. It doesn't have the Lashon of Truma Menu. It doesn't have that same There's not the same lashon. Ba'irava frekt rava trumas lachmi toda, the truma of the lachmi toda. Chav malei misa v'chomesh. Nan koharim. Are they going to be chayv misa b'dishamayim for eating it? And one fifth of the eat it b'shogig like trumas meiser or ain chayv malei misa v'chomesh. Kevin the iskis of trumas meiser k'trumas meiser dami. Odelma bo v'chamisho so miyut v'chmana. It's being mimai. It's only by those cases. Midamas or any midamas. And also the truma of the toda cause a mixture to become aser like trumas meiser, or does not become this mixture become aser. Teiku. Amar mar, Talmud lomar. We had said in the Braisa, maybe you should say that just like in the case of the Shteya Lechem, you have two Aseronos of flour used, so in the case of the Chametz told there's only two Aseronos of flour should be used for all 10 loaves, Talmud lomar, Tiyena. Therefore it says in the Shteya Lechem, they shall be, to tell us that the Chametz told the breads are made of a total of 10 Aseronos of flour, 1 in 7 per loaf. My Talmudah, how did we learn this out? How did we learn it from the word Tiyena, they shall be? Beep, turn the page. Ayin Ches Amar Alf. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Dimi Tiyena, except it says the word Tehiyena. There's where two yuds over there. One yud is extra, so we're darshing over there the value of 10. If the chametz toda breads is going to be have 10 esronos of flour. Emasar kfizi. Why don't we say that it means 10 kpizas, which one kpiza is one half of a kav, or one third of a yisaron. Why are you saying that this yud means 10 esronos? Amarava, beesronos di beerkasa. The pasuk was talking about esronos, so if we continue along those lines. Lamana asar lachametz. Okay. We learned the 10 esronos flowers were used for the chametz. Asar l'matzah minayin. Where do we learn out that 10 esronos are also going to be used for matzah? Talmud lomer achalos lechem chametz keneged chametz avi matzah. Therefore, it says by the matzah, it says, with loaves of leavened bread shall he bring his offering. And when it says there, it's corresponding to the flour and the chametz. Bring flour for the matzah. Frankly, I learned from a hekesh. There's something I learned from a hekesh in the first place. It's going to go and teach another. What's that hekesh over here? What's going on over here? Right? We don't do that here. We're dealing with hekesh. Heymenu v'davar achehu. Heymenu is this measure of the chametz of the Torah. It's not learned throughout this hekesh, but it's from its own pasuk and from another context as well. Meaning the shtem alechem. B'chol heymenu v'davar acher. Love hekesh, not considered like hekesh, so it can go further. Honey, chalamad damer, love hekesh, not considered hekesh. Chalamad damer, have hekesh, my clear going to say. Taviyu riboy, Yahuyi. He says that the word taviyu, it shall be brought, it shall bring, is a riboy. It's coming to include other things as well. So the measure of these breads is not learned up from the hekesh at all. It's just, it sits straight up. When the pasuk goes to stipulate that each loaf shall measure an isarin, it teaches us not only in regard to the shalechem, but also in reference to the chametz breads of the toda. Therefore, we can go and make the second to extend this to the matzah breads itself. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.